A weak economy prompted this financial fix. It could also unravel it. That's not the only uncertainty. Wisconsin is banking on gambling payments, which the Ho-Chunk tribe is refusing to pay. The hole in the state budget is $527 million. Money to plug that hole comes from a number of sources, including a program designed to ensure only legal citizens get driver's licenses. Money from the reserve account for Real ID was tapped. Speaker Mike Hipsch says Assembly Republicans support the stalled federal program, but right now the state needs that money.
Should the federal government require us to implement Real ID and have those rules in place, we will be prepared to do that at the time.
Additional money for the budget repair bill will come from paring down state government. Senate Majority Leader Russ Decker.
We're going to have $69 million more in cuts on top of the $200 million that was in the last state budget.
One of the biggest sums of money comes from a delay in paying local school aides. Democratic Assembly Minority Leader Jim Cruiser says options were few.
Difficult choices. It's not like the state budget where there's a lot of good news and a lot of people have volunteered to vote for this thing.
One of the reasons Democrats and Republicans were able to strike a deal was a desire not to delay state road projects. A conference committee is now working on the budget proposal. Governor Jim Doyle is not on that panel, but does have final say within, albeit recently reduced, veto power. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.